In an oven.
The Dutch oven is one of the most painful things to experience if you are not the giver. The six were arrested while en route to the president's hotel. The anti-nuclear group says it was extremely shocked to hear that there was such a device, that there is such a device. Apparently, they don't watch 24.
I've got to get the football.
And there's only three 24s left.
Yeah.
Is that how many are left?
Only three left, right.
After tonight, just two.
And aren't we close to like some kind of meltdown when they left it last week?
Oh, we're melting down. The president's football is missing, and apparently we're going to war with China. So,
oh, my goodness!
It's a mess.
All right, then we're just talking about a TV show. No need for you to get your...
It's very exciting
in a
TV show, though.
That's a Dutch treat.
There was, apparently.
She's pretty and she's nice.
Yes, she is.
Please, quiet.
Who is pretty and nice?
I think he's going to take me for a ride in it.
Well, I'd love him to take you for a ride off the pier.
What, Rosie?
So, it's a free country. I'm a person.
I know you're a person. I just want you to keep your voice down.
What? How's your dad?
Our dad is dead.
Oh, good.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Please. Quiet mouth.
Yeah, because he has a green card. He's cute.
Please. Just a little quiet during the news.
I think he's a jerk.
I think you're a jerk.
I don't think it's right to throw dirt on somebody.
That was your father's casket. Keep you quiet.
Our daddy is dead.
Yeah, right. Okay. Think about it.
Okay, bye, Rosie.
Excellent.
Yeah, okay. Bye-bye.
See you tomorrow.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you.
Bye bye.
There was apparently.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rosie. Okay, shut up now.
Thank you.
Shut up.
Apparently, there was a secret.
No.
Oh, she's not gone.
I thought she was gone too.
There was apparently a secret agreement between President Bush and England's Tony Blair to invade Iraq and to find a way to justify it to their voters. And now 88 members of Congress have signed a letter asking the president about this. The story broke in the British press last week while we were all obsessed with the runaway bride. That's the tricky thing about distractions. They're distracting. The respected London Times reports that the U.S. and Britain entered into a secret agreement in 2002 to attack Iraq. The paper says the two countries had also discussed creating a pretext for that invasion, an excuse, a story they could both stick to. At least until the weapons of mass destruction thing fell apart.
I'm surprised the Blair Witch Project got re-upped for another term over there.
Yeah, he did.
They made a lot of changes with the guys that wear wigs, though, right?
Yes, they did. He has a very weak government now. He may be forced to resign. But after all the fun they made of us for re-electing George Bush, they re-elected Tony Blair.
They did. He's not as controversial a figure over there. Well, maybe he's even more so.
He's certainly a weaker figure over there than President Bush is here.
Oh, please.
No, I know, hard to believe. No, I know, but it's politically, it's true.
I love his niece, though.
Who's that, Linda?
Linda.
Yeah, she's a head turner.
We've lost the football.
You are looking live at the Netherlands. But no, look what we have here. A group of little terrorists trying to steal the football here in the Netherlands as the president drives the goofy Russian car.
It's been a long time.
So leading up to this secret agreement, this secret agreement about invading Iraq and finding a way to justify it, leading up to that, Tony Blair expressed a need, quote, for the U.S. to create conditions to justify the war, end quote. Those are Mr. Blair's words. After his own foreign secretary had described the case for invasion as thin, 88 lawmakers are now asking our president if this is true, and they're waiting for his answer.
That sounds like maybe that could be impeachable.
That could be big. We'll see. Oh, the White House, if anybody pays attention. The White House, meanwhile, is planning for the day when it might get to fill not one but two Supreme Court vacancies. The president reportedly told his senior staff recently to, quote, plan for two.
Why is that? All of our Supreme Court justices are so young and full of life.
And they're all giving lovers.
There's a reason to keep them there. Mm-hmm. The president's advisors are reportedly of the belief that at least one opening is imminent and that perhaps two justices will step down at the end of this term.
Opening.
I heard that Sandra O'Connor signed with Vivid Pictures.
Whoa.
So that'll leave an opening.
How about Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
Also.
She signed with, who's the one that says all real boobs?
Oh, she signed with
Kick-Ass Pictures.
Kick-Ass Pictures.
And we'll know it by heart.
And be appearing with Ron Hollywood.
And Scalia. He's in?
Yeah, he's in. He's, you know what they say about him. Move over, Ron Jeremy.
That's right. Hedgehog indeed. When people When people talk,
Buzz,
that's what, yes.
Scotty is ramped up today.
That's just what they call. That's what they call him.
Do you think he's a caring, sharing lover?
Giving.
Oh, giving.
Giving.
He giving
can't,
lover.
He can't help it.
Caring, sharing, giving. Okay,
when people talk about the constitutional call for a separation of church and state, the conversation's usually about keeping any particular church out of the government. This story is about keeping politics out of the church. In Waynesville, North Carolina, the pastor of a Baptist church has reportedly led most of the membership in kicking out 9 Democrats. He told the Democrats they were still welcome to attend his services if there's room. Some of the kicked-out members did show up yesterday morning with their lawyers at church. Now the minister has lawyered up as well. He says it was all just a big misunderstanding at this point and that it had nothing to do with politics.
Y'all get out of the church now. You're not holy. You'll go and get shoe fly.
Is America ready for a woman president?
No.
Not just Hillary, any woman.
No.
We'll find out this fall as ABC premieres.
I'm sorry.
Not that woman either. We'll find out this fall. Well, maybe her. We'll find out. She's
big.
She's tough.
Big.
She'll make Tony Blair cry.
Big.
We'll find out this fall if America's ready as ABC premieres a new show called Commander in Chief, in which Gina Davis plays the first female president of the United States.
What's it, a sitcom?
No, it's a drama, but drama, as we like to say.
We're supposed to think that big Amazon woman is going to be our president?
Hey, she got all the hits in A League of Their Own.
ABC is reportedly crazy about the show, and if the viewers agree, it might even change people's minds about the concept of a woman president. But the latest survey show we have a way to go. Although a majority of us say we're okay with having a woman president, we're also telling pollsters we don't think our friends and neighbors feel that way. And that may be the most telling survey result of all.
I think Jamie Lee Curtis should run. That way we have the best of all worlds. Then we have a hermaphrodite as our president, and female.
Gina Davis giving up the archery now? And now she's going to be president?
I don't know if she's given up the archery or not. She may maintain that.
And she did that in real life, right?
Yeah, she was an Olympian.
She won. I don't know if she won a medal, but didn't she go to the Olympics?
She did compete. That's right.
She's kind of hot.
Yeah. I heard
she used to be.
I heard she stinks. She's got the bad hygiene.
Really?
Gina. Like, bad hygiene.
Didn't we have a story like people that... Oh, hygiene.
No. Yeah. But we did have a
didn't
story
Didn't we have a story
her,
like yeah. that? That her castmates?
She was one of the stinkiest stars in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But just about any change might be good for the country's image around the world, which
and
is...
And we're not talking breath!
Shock jock. Potty mouth.
I'm sorry.
God, there you go again, Mike. Jesus Christ. Hello, FCC? Yes, he said it. Cuff me now. You bet.
Sorry.
Mike O apostrophe M-E-A-R-A.
Sorry, Ms. Davis.
Sean Patrick, middle name. He said it, not me.
God, I hate it when you include the confirmation.
Celtic. That's right, FCC.
Celtic spelling.
He was talking about the daisy.
The image of the U.S.
The stinky daisy.
The image of the U.S. around the world has taken a beating lately, as you might imagine, and that's more of a fact than an opinion if you talk to travel agents. They say the U.S. is losing billions of dollars a year as travelers from other lands make it a point to avoid the United States. Billions a year. International tourism in the U.S. is down by more than a third compared to 20 years ago.
Fine.
And travel agents
aren't just
looking at their own shrinking incomes. Quoting the head of the Travel Industry Association of America, if we don't address these issues, the long-term impact for Coca-Cola, General Motors, and McDonald's could be very damaging.
T.S.
It's our economy.
Get out of here. Go back.
They come, they buy our burgers, they buy our cars. We get richer.
Get out of here. Go back home. And I'm back home now.
Okay, what about the other way around?
Get on this carpet and fly back home.
See ya. Other way around. American students overseas are finding it harder to get laid these days. The American students say U.S. foreign policy has put a damper on their I'm going to take a year off and hike through Europe fun.
Now, this is wrong, and this I don't like.
Quoting one college student, I've been in Amsterdam for 2 months and have yet to begin a conversation with a cute girl that hasn't ended in a lecture about how big, evil America is taking everyone's oil. I offer to buy them a drink, and they tell me I should not just stand by and watch Bush destroy the world. End quote. A report from the Center for U.S. International Casual Relations keeps in touch with 1,400 American students returning from overseas.
You know, maybe that's the problem with my wife.
Yes.
So what you just said.
Casual relations?
Yeah, casual.
Yeah.
I'm going to press something more formal. The Center says sexual contact between American students and foreigners has declined in the past
well, no,
5 years.
We're both Americans. My wife and I are both Americans.
Right.
She's not a foreigner, and I'm not a foreigner.
Anyway, this contact now down to just 11%.
Maybe she'd have sex with Lou Graham.
Quoting one researcher, unpopular military actions have galvanized world hostility toward the U.S. Instead of being inundated with questions about Hollywood, Americans are openly scorned in European pubs.
Lou Graham was the lead singer of Foreigner, right? Okay.
Quoting another student, I voted for Kerry, but when I got to Europe, I might as well have been wearing a Bush bumper sticker on my forehead, and acting like you're apathetic about politics just pisses them off more.
Screw them. I don't care if they hate Bush or not. I hate Bush, but I'll still
say this. We're talking about young people getting laid.
It's the greatest nation in America. You don't like our nation? Kiss our ass.
He
get out of here.
Up for people getting laid.
Arnold was right. Let's put up the borders.
Yes.
Let's do it. Nobody leaves. Nobody enters. That's
put up
it.
The borders and have all the foreigners out. Keep the foreigners out of the country.
That's right.
Yes, Dunkershine.
When marijuana activists put on a suit and tie,
well, yeah.
That's our story when we return.
All right, bud. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Hic est ridiculous locus.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Dude Walker. Don't forget our official internet home is www.donandmikewebsite.com. Yeah, I've jammed with them before.
That's right.
At a craft fair. At a mall.
And you were spot on when you did it.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
You were rocking.
I was great. Can I tell you this about Rob Grill?
Yes.
Lead singer of the Grassroots?
Please.
He's a giving lover.
That's the important
thing. He gave to you that day.
Oh, you bet.
He gave to you that day.
With his Grassroots.
Meant to say.
Hi, Don and Mike. Last week, after the news that the war on drugs is focusing more on marijuana and putting more people in jail for it, hundreds of concerned citizens and lawmakers got together in Washington, D.C. It was a non-smoking suit-and-tie dinner featuring chicken Kiev and contemporary jazz. And even though the dinner was hosted by the Marijuana Policy Project, the video featuring Tommy Chong was not a comedy. It was about his recent imprisonment for making bongs.
That was delicious chicken Kiev. I'll have the brownie for dessert.
The Marijuana Policy Project is a lobby group trying to convince lawmakers to make our drug laws make sense. Quoting a project spokesman, we are not pro-marijuana, we are anti-jail. We decided no scrungy beards, no ponytails. We'd try to look as much like Republicans as we could.
I got in trouble 7 years ago, not that I'm counting the days.
Right.
It doesn't really work.
Mm-hmm.
You want to say you're pro-marijuana, pro-marijuana and anti-jail?
Yeah.
It doesn't really work.
No.
Good luck. When you sell that, let me know.